Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Stop it! Stop it! 99.7% of the vote went to Derek Jeter. Focus on him, his career, and the good stuff. Not the one guy who didn't vote for him. And also, Larry Walker gets in as well. And the Mets still don't have a manager. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning there, Joe. A little unhappy about last night's result in the Ranger-Islander game. But other than that, I'm doing okay. And the one thing I will say about the whole Derek Jeter thing, he is the, I guess, the highest percentage player, everyday player, as opposed to a pitcher. You could say that, right? And why not? 14 years, five-time champion. Everybody knows what his statistics look like. And there is some intrigue as to who didn't vote for him or who forgot to vote for him or whatever it is. The question is, will that person ever step forward? That will be the question. And will his name or her name leak out? So we'll see whether or not that will happen. But, you know, here's the other interesting thing that I believe people did take into account, the voters did take into account, and that is that they didn't want this to be overshadowed by any other player like a Bonds, a Clemens, or any of those guys. That these two guys that are going in, and I do believe Larry Walker deserves to go in, are great, clean baseball players.
Sure.
And to me, that says more about the process this year than anything else, that Derek Jeter is going to have his day, and it's not going to be soiled by somebody else who has been labeled a steroid cheater.
Yeah, I would put those guys in. I don't think so. I mean, they barely moved from last year to this year, so I don't know. Those guys, you know, this is one of these things that is a forever argument. Should they be in? Should they not be in? Blah, blah, blah. How much did steroids help them? Was Barry Bonds a Hall of Famer before the steroids? We know those guys' impact on baseball. Whether or not they're in there with a plaque and a speech means really nothing. It doesn't.
Let's see what happens when they get to their 10th year on the ballot. That's really what it comes down to, because it seems like, you know, not that Larry Walker was ever accused of any of these things, but some of these other guys have been. And for some reason, Larry Walker was able to inch across the line and get 76.6% of the vote and make it in. So I think you got two really good dudes going in. I don't think there's any controversy surrounding these two guys, from what I know.
No.
But Larry Walker was a three-time batting champion. He was a three-time silver slugger, seven-time gold glove. He was a 1997 NL MVP with the Rockies. He was a five-time All-Star. Now, certainly not the resume that Derek Jeter has, but nonetheless, I still think Hall of Fame candidate worthy, and I think two guys go in together without any controversy surrounding any of this, and there's no distraction, which to me, I think, is what ultimately the voters here did.
Well, the distraction only comes from the fans that want to hyper-focus on the one guy who did not vote for Derek Jeter to make him not unanimous. I mean, that's where the negativity and some of the controversy comes from. And that's something I really don't understand. I really don't. Now, there are times in my life where I catch myself focusing on one negative in a sea of positives. I definitely do that, and I try not to do that. And this is probably why I'm so passionate about this particular thing, because I wasted a lot of time in my life with that type of mentality where all these good things are going on and I'm like, oh man, well, look at this one bad thing. I'm just going to focus on it. I mean, this is how I felt yesterday with this. I mean, why give any attention to that? I mean, you're really that angry about it? Like, Derek Jeter is a Hall of Famer. And if you think that it's going to change anything, that one guy with an opinion that was different from the other guys, it doesn't change his legacy one bit, doesn't change his career, doesn't change your memories of him, nothing changes. It's a single guy not checking a box on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And it's just, to me, it was upsetting.
But it makes the headlines, though. But it makes the headlines. Why? That's the amazing thing. Like in the Daily News today, I don't know why I'll hold this up, but I will hold it up. Jeter falls one short of unanimous. I mean, come on.
That shouldn't be the story.
I mean, who cares? Close to perfect.
It shouldn't be the story.
I know it shouldn't be. It should be about his great career and the fact that he is a first ballot Hall of Famer and he's a no-brainer and he actually got more votes than any other everyday player.
Right. I mean, if you look back, and I know things have changed over the years, but you know, I saw some stuff yesterday that, like, you know, Joe DiMaggio only got like 80-something percent of the vote, or 88% of the vote. Like, it's like stuff like that has gone on in this stupid system.
Are you intrigued
for the longest
though to find
time
out who the person is? No, not at all.
It means nothing to me.
Why
would I care who this guy is?
Because Yankee fans are going to attack him.
Okay,
or her.
Fine. Wow.
I want to see that happen.
Like attack him on what? On social media?
Yeah,
people are going to be
like
angry online?
They should have like a public flogging or something.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's what it seems like. That's the intensity that's around it. You know what's interesting? I heard on our sister station, I know John Montone was out, you know, doing the interviews and asking people about.
I thought
about,
he retired, that John Montone.
Oh, that guy's still out there. You're going to have to drag that guy off
good
the radio.
I'm glad he's
and
still
he's
on
great
here.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So he was out asking Yankee fans about the fact that he didn't get the unanimous vote. And of course, they get the one Yankee fan. There's always going to be Jeter haters.
A fugazi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's always going to be Jeter haters.
A Jeter hater.
Who hates Jeter?
Nobody hates
Jeter. Connor freaking Gillespie.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You see? So I'm like, you know.
Cavernous
what?
Crack.
Wow. Everybody's just got to calm down.
Yeah, there was a cavernous crack sitting in your chair yesterday. Hello? Anyway, yeah, back to the point. So, there's no Jeter haters. There's no Jeter haters out there. Actually, you know, Chris Carlin used to be labeled a Jeter hater. He used to crush Jeter when no one was crushing
Why?
Jeter. I don't know. He felt like because he maximized the final season monetarily with
good
his own
him
shirts and stuff, like he didn't like that. That's
all right.
I mean, who cares? Seriously.
Crap bowl.
I don't like this. Is what when I say I don't understand, this is one of those things I don't understand.
I don't understand any of it.
I do not understand why this means anything to anyone, especially if you're a Yankee fan. You have all these memories, these great memories of Derek Jeter, and you're really going to allow one baseball writer, the one guy had all these other dudes to annoy you that much? You're going to let that happen? You know what the ultimate revenge would be for those who are annoyed by this guy?
What?
Is to totally ignore him and not care, not give him any attention, and just celebrate the fact that he's in. Make him irrelevant. That would be the ultimate revenge in this. Not calling him a bunch of names on Twitter. What does that do? Seriously.
Yeah, really. I know what it's like to be Twitter shamed, especially by your friends. And it's just awful. So
I would just
say now we got to make it even worse for this guy.
No.
Al, get after this.
No.
This is like right up your alley. You're such a bully on Twitter.
Well, Al got bullied in his DMs actually yesterday. It's funny that you bring this up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you keep your DMs open there, Al?
Well, this was on Instagram, guess anyone can DM anybody.
All right, so this guy DM'd Al some very, very nasty things.
Really?
Yeah, about my mom.
Yeah.
Why? What?
I'm not sure.
Do you know who the guy is?
Well, what's funny is the guy has one photo, and it's of his little kid in Mets gear, which is always weird, like... When guys are, it's one thing to be a weirdo on social media and you're like the Steelers logo.
Right.
But to have your child as your.
And then you're sending bad stuff.
Yeah.
You want a snapperhead. So where, can you share what he said to you?
I cannot. It was very graphic.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Basically saying he had relations with his mother and then, and then called his mother
names.
A really bad name.
What set him off?
I don't know.
Psychotic human being.
This was like 11 o'clock last night. I got it this morning.
Oh, you did? All right. So are you able to track it back? Do we need to report it? I know you reported it.
I actually did not report
it. You got to report
it. I didn't.
You're a Matawan man.
Can do whatever you want on social media.
No, they don't care. No. You can report.
Okay, I'll report.
You can definitely report it.
You've been reported, sir.
Right.
But I don't understand the hate for Al. Like, Al doesn't have, like, these crazy strong opinions that people are going to be losing their minds over.
Yeah,
but it's about, like, knives and cream cheese and mayo and cutting sandwiches.
It's got to
like,
be an Eli Manning fan. Has to be.
But why last night at 11 o'clock at night? I don't know.
But here's the thing. Like, Al gets tired of people talking about the offensive line, but does that really anger someone so much that they're going to send that to him?
Something on a podcast that he may have been listening to that could have set him off?
I don't think so.
No way.
There was no reference to anything.
I mean,
maybe he was the guy that you reported in Mattawan.
No, that guy I found out was very happy that I called the police because he was...
Needed some help.
He needed help. He was in a rough situation.
That guy was happy. Okay.
That was all good.
That is always
Have you
great.
Reported anybody else for leaving trash outside the trash bin or something?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
You think it could be somebody in your condo because you were complaining about some construction or something?
Right.
So it could have been one of those guys.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it. It just seems like a rando.
Right. There's angry nothing person. That Al did. That
Maybe that's the person that didn't vote for Jeter.
No.
How about that?
That could be.
I would like to find that guy and send him like a fruit basket. Yeah. Thank you.
So there are people that actually do like the fact that they eat
it. Oh, it's tremendous.
There you go. It's perfect.
Well, the reason Eddie loves it is because it's taking away from the Yankee joy. The Yankee fan is allowing it to bother them, which is just so silly. But isn't it funny, though, when you get one of those messages like this guy sends this horrible thing about Al and his family, whatever. And then you click on it, and then you'll see the picture of their kid, or there'll be a Bible verse. That's another one that
I love.
He's
using a child shield.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Come on.
But it's like you click on the profile, and the first thing in there is like, you know, father, follower of God, Philippians 1:14 or so. You know, you're like, oh, come on. What are you kidding me? You are a horrible person. But yeah, that's when Al told me this and said exactly what this guy said this morning, I couldn't help but just completely crack up. So no, I don't condone the Twitter shaming and Twitter bullying.
Oh, man, the whole Yankee fan base can't wait to get after this person.
But
you
what
know
is
that?
What does that do? Like, is that fun for people?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun, I think.
Then why don't you do it?
It's sad.
Why don't you do it? If it's fun, why don't you do it?
I don't find it to be fun. It's not fun for me. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. So how do you know it's fun for these people? It's stupid.
Well, I think people enjoy it. I think people want to go out and they want to, you know.
You got to. This is one of those things where you got to check yourself if you're the person that needs to go and run to this dude's Twitter account and then call him a bunch of names because he didn't vote for Derek Jeter in the Hall of Fame, who got the highest percentage vote of any position player in the history
That's
of baseball.
That's why you got to look at it.
You really got to self-evaluate.
But the newspapers want to make sure that you know that there was one, you know, person out there that did not vote for him, or maybe just left them off the ballot, or just didn't even – maybe they're a part of the voting academy and just didn't vote.
Could have been that.
Right?
Maybe they just left the ballot – blank.
Wouldn't they tell you that, though? I would think that the Hall of Fame would tell you that.
What's that called? An introspection when people look into themselves? Introspection. If you're someone whose first instinct is to go and run and crush this guy and find out who he is and then mail him a turd.
I'm like, just like if you have a vote for something as significant as this, like who wouldn't use their vote?
I really don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think he's got a vote.
What? He's got a vote for
he
this?
He does not have a vote. There's no way.
He has a Heisman vote that he didn't vote for.
Oh, he didn't vote for the Heisman. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. It's like he's not a baseball writer.
No, I'm a voter as a part of the AP All-Pro team.
Oh, that's nice.
And I take it very seriously because I know what it means. I know what it means. Like, I remember last year, the Pro Bowl usually comes out with about 4 weeks left to go in the season. And Darius Leonard, the outstanding rookie linebacker for the Colts, did not make the Pro Bowl, and he was really disappointed. At this point, I think he was leading the league in tackles and everything else. And I remember looking at all of his tape and looking at all of his Pro Football Focus statistics and all that other stuff and saying to myself, how is this guy not a Pro Bowl player? Because he's going to be an All-Pro player. And ultimately, he did become an All-Pro player. It was kind of like when Richard Sherman, same thing happened to him. He didn't get voted to the Pro Bowl, but he got voted All-Pro.
Yeah, and that stuff is contract bonuses and things like
that. Yeah, all that kind of
I mean, incentives, that's a big
deal.
But
I do take it serious. I definitely take it serious.
Yeah, but there was never a point where, you know, Derek Jeter wasn't getting into the Hall of Fame. I mean, you want to tell me that enough guys left him off where he didn't get in on the first ballot? That might have been an issue. But I think he got in there, and he got in there convincingly. So Yankee fans should not be angry. You should be happy and enjoy that because your world right now is damn near perfect. Think about it.
By the way, you see who's coming to town?
Who's coming to town?
Who's coming to town?
Who's coming to town?
One of your favorite guys in the NFL.
one of my favorite guys in the NFL.
He's coming to town.
He's coming to town. You want to keep that as a tease here?
Sure.
All right, a little tease from Boomer. And we'll come back, tell you what that is, and get CeeLo in here. Wednesday morning, cold again on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.